Hey folks, it's Marcus Allen. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022 at precisely 8:30 in the evening here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Let's just skip all the fluff and get right to the stuff. I have three videos that I'm going to talk about on tonight's show, and let's take a look at video number one. And before I show you the video, take this quick quiz. Is this real or is it fake? Take a look.
Ох, ёб твою мать, нахуй!
Давай, давай, давай!
Ебал я его рот, нахуй!
Let's play that again. Now, keep in mind that this is allegedly what is going on in Ukraine. And I belong to a Telegram group that I frequent on occasion called Dark Side Papers Chat. And I will list that, of course, in the notes. I always take notes with these shows. So you can look below this video. By the way, if you're listening to the audio, you're going to have no idea what I'm talking about. So if you go to escapethenewnormal.com, and click on the show, the Marcus Allen Show, and look for the, it's tentatively titled, This Ukrainian YouTuber Has a New Warning for the USA. You're going to be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, why don't I do this? Let me describe to you what I'm seeing if you're listening on on the audios. Here we go. So there's a turn signal going off in a car. And for some reason, the video is pointed straight ahead. And it looks like a nuclear bomb went off. Is this real? Or is it fake? My vote is it's fake because you didn't hear a bomb blast. And then, of course, we have this video right here. Do y'all remember this? Is this real or is it fake? Take a close look at the tower, and you're going to see something missing. Watch. Ooh. You know what? I'm an idiot. I had the QuickTime player, the scrubber bar in the middle of what you saw. So I'm going to describe it. I'm going to lower the volume for those listening to the audio. So this is 9/11. You hear all kinds of noises in the background, alarms, sirens, etc. And then you see four bomb blasts. You actually don't see the one on the other side, but I can assure you because I have another video that shows that there are four bomb blasts that went off in the, I believe that was the South Tower, the second plane hit. And did you notice what wasn't in the video? I'll show it one more time. Let's reverse the tape. And watch carefully. In fact, let me zoom in. Hold on. Let me zoom in. And of course, I say it's real. Because there was no plane that went into the building. Did anyone see a plane? No. Anyway, the reason I'm showing this is because I'm really getting sick and tired of people believing the lies that the media puts out when it comes to the wars. 9/11, of course, is a war. 9/11 kicked off crypto. I've talked about this in the past shows that I've done. And, of course, the Ukraine war is just nothing but a migration effort to make way for the Belt and Road Initiative. In fact, let me put that down on the notes. Belt and Road Initiative. That's all it is. And it's really sad because apparently if you're between the ages of something like 18 to 60 in Ukraine and you're a dude, so much for the war on dudes, you must stay and protect the country. And your wife and your children are allowed to flee. Talk about the breakup of the family. So you have all these women and children fleeing the country because of a CGI war. I've looked into this war for 3 weeks now. I have enough evidence to put out a full-length documentary on how nothing we're seeing is real. And I mean nothing. But there are people, even those who question things, that think that this is, couldn't possibly be anything but real. It's just amazing to me. Whatever. It's a lockdown and migration move. So everyone's locked down in Ukraine, of course, because if they watch TV, they think the world is crumbling around them. They think that they're going to get blown away to bits because of bombs and missiles and all the rest of it. And in fact, in my documentary, you're going to see this one guy. He flew into Poland and then into Ukraine and then took a train to Kyiv. And he videotaped what was going on, and there's absolutely nothing. I also have four different webcams that kind of rotate different scenes in Ukraine. And it's always beautiful there, although it was snowing today. It's always sunny there. And it's like no big deal. I mean, yes, a lot of people are inside, but those who venture out, you would think it was suburbia. Or if it's a webcam that's in the country, it looks like it's, well, kind of where I live. You wouldn't have a clue that there's a war going on because it's a CGI war. That's what's going on. So speaking of Ukraine, you might recognize this guy. If you're one of those men who hate women, what's that acronym? I was supposed to look that up before we came on here. Men going their own way. Men going their own way. Yeah, Men Going Their Own Way is an anti-feminist, misogynist, mostly online community advocating for men to separate themselves from women and from a society, .. So I'm typing on my laptop right now and you can't see it. So I'll put that in the notes too. So this guy's very popular with men going their own way, although this guy, I guarantee you, gets a lot of chicks because he's a great talker. And he did this talk called America, You're About to Be Poor, So Please Don't Lash Out on Us. And he goes by the moniker Coach Red Pill. I used to watch him every day for years. And then it was starting to get repetitive. And he was kind of stretching things a little bit. And he was experimenting with his angles. Like, he had five different cameras set up, and it was, you know, I'm all for experimentation. I love that. But this was a little bit beyond the pale. It was actually making me dizzy. So I stopped watching. And then he came out with his real name. His real name is Gonzalo Lira. And he's back. And he's making some bank. He has like 3,000 Patreons, charging between $5 to $10. Typically, you go a dollar above the five to get the average. So you multiply that times six, he's making over $20,000. And he apparently lives in Ukraine. And I believe it. In fact, he did, if you go to his channel, and I'm going to post a link to his channel, he went to a chocolate shop where he lives, and it looked like it was bombed out, but if you look really close, it just looks like someone threw some bricks through the window. The inside was pretty much not so bad. It certainly wasn't like a wartime going on where he lived, and he was lamenting about his favorite chocolate shop having their windows blown out. And this is literally the only evidence I see of anything going wrong there. Now, please don't send me your videos and say, well, what about this? I mean, I've already had that. If you go to the Telegram, if you go to the Dark Side Papers chat on Telegram, again, I kind of hang out there a little bit from time to time, and everyone's throwing all these videos to me. What do I think? In fact, that first video I showed you was one example of that. What do you think about this, Mr. Smarty Pants? Yeah, there was no boom sound. And then it was actually Omar who runs the site. He's like, oh, that's true. So we're just getting complete blitzed with fakery. And, you know, why? Everyone thinks that the elites are out to kill people. And what they do is they coerce people. They coerce people into killing themselves, like COVID 1984. They've never literally forced you to take the jab. They've coerced us to take the jab. And that's why when people are like, oh, they're going to come door to door and force inoculations, you know, maybe they will, but they haven't. And I haven't seen that pretty much in history. And I know that to people who are new to the truth about life, that's going to sound outrageous and conspiratorial. But if you take a really deep look, use your critical thinking skills and take a look at things, there's a lot of fakery going on. which is really excellent news. A lot of people don't understand that. I mean, my life was so stressful before I really got into the truth about life. I thought school shootings were real. I thought vaccines were good for you. I thought people were sick all the time just because that's the way it is. And none of that is true. You don't have to be sick all the time. If you have a headache, that's a big problem. That's your body telling you there is a problem. And it's probably because you're eating something in the plant kingdom. Humans are not supposed to eat plants. And I call it the globalist diet. The globalists want us to eat plants and bugs. And it's amazing that people get upset with me because I'm on a carnivore-ish diet. I eat mostly meat. I have a little bit of honey and some fruits. And I don't even like fruits. It's rare that I have fruits. Actually, I had a blueberry cobbler from Mission Barbecue, of all places, a week and a half ago. It was the best food I ever had in my life. And it was a limited menu. And they got rid of it. We're not supposed to eat plants. I'm going to do a whole show about that. I'll probably do multiple shows about that. Talk about controversial. I mean, that is a third rail topic. Holy, I mean, I'll talk about the Holocaust. No one will bat an eye compared to how dare you be a carnivore. It's crazy. Anyway, so this video right here, Gonzalo Lira, again, he allegedly lives in Ukraine. I believe him. And he did this 14-minute and 51-second video about, again, America, you're about to be poor, so please don't lash out at us. And I'm assuming the us is Ukraine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this, and I'm going to pick it apart a little bit. I agree with almost everything he has to say, and there's some things that I don't. So let's just get right to it.
So this is for my American audience, you who are Americans or living in the United States. I'm here to tell you the truth about your situation at this time. You are about to experience a poverty in the United States that is unprecedented. Nobody alive today in the United States will have experienced the poverty that you are about to experience right now. Right now in the next 6 to 30 months. Some of you are already experiencing this poverty that is unprecedented in scope. And I would venture to argue that, you know, 30, 40 years from now, when historians look back on this period, they will talk about the 2020s as the second Great Depression. For a lot of...
Actually, I'll stop right there. If you look into 9/11 on Wikipedia, there are so many lies in there. You can't believe a word that it says. It barely mentions Shanksville as one of the crash sites. It talks about three buildings came down on 9/11 in New York City. Not true. Eight skyscrapers came down in New York City on September 11, 2001. Oklahoma City bombing, something like 43 buildings came down that day, and you thought half of a building came down that day? So historians aren't going to look back and tell you the truth, so I disagree with that.
Well, the depression started in mid-March of 2020. That's when the lockdowns first started. But certainly now...
No, I disagree with that too. Boy, I'm disagreeing with a lot of what he's saying. I thought I was agreeing with most. No, the depression started really 6 months before 9/11. And then it really kicked into gear 6 months before 2008, the crash. And then 6 months before COVID, it really kicked in. I had a flourishing online business. I was helping people lease cars from home, cheaper than they can go to the dealership and get the car. And 6 months beforehand, just completely, same thing that happened not before 9/11, same thing happened in 2008. And then in 2019, completely wiped out my business. So now for some reason, they kicked the economy out 6 months before it becomes obvious.
With the gasoline prices skyrocketing, you're going to see a lot more poverty.
Not so sure about that either. Wow, is there anything I'm agreeing with? I really thought I was going to agree. Right now, the gas prices here in Pennsylvania, it's crazy. I live about 25 minutes away from the Maryland border. So I live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we drive a lot to Bel Air and Aberdeen and Havre de Grace. And anytime we cross the border, typically the gas prices are about 25 cents to 30 cents cheaper because the state sales tax in Maryland is cheaper than Pennsylvania. Past couple weeks, it's been almost a dollar difference. So Pennsylvania is really kicking it up. However, we hit a topping point F. You know what I should do? I should go to GasBuddy. Let's do that real quick. This is a great site if you care about the price of gas. I don't care about the price of gas, and I don't have a lot of money. It's because it's not going to stop me from traveling. Quite frankly, I like the price that's high. I know people are going to get really triggered by that because there's less people on the road, more parking spots. GasBuddy.com. And if you go to charts in the gas tools, yeah, here we go. So it peaked right here at $4.34. And I paid today $4.19. And actually, this is an average here in Pennsylvania. Let's see if we can put Pennsylvania in there. Pennsylvania, PA. Yeah. So let's see. Pennsylvania, PA is red. Say it's even higher. Yeah, I paid $4.49 at the top. And today I just paid $4.19. So does that mean that the climb is over? Maybe. So he's fear-mongering. He gets paid on the fear-mongering because he sells more Patreons when he does that. So I disagree with that too. Ah, shit. Let's see if I can.
A wallet when you fill up your gas tank. There we go. And for those of you who aren't Americans, well, the United States has organized its entire existence around the automobile. Most people living in suburbs cannot get food without a car.
That's funny because in yesterday's show, I talked about this in yesterday's show. Yesterday's show was called, looking it up right now, was called, Is This Parallel Society a Blessing or a Curse? So again, go to escapethenewnormal.com/show, escapethenewnormal.com/show, or just go to Escape the New Normal and click on show and look for the Is This Parallel Society a Blessing or a Curse? I talked about that. I talked about how I've never, which is the opposite of what he's going to say, I've never walked, except that's actually not true. I think I walked one time because my car broke down. But generally speaking, I've never walked to the supermarket, to the grocery store. I've always taken my car, which is unfathomable to me because people in the city do the opposite. And that's actually very repugnant to me. Because what happens if the truckers strike? I understand in about 3 days, total starvation in a city. That's crazy. Why would anyone want to live in a city? Crazy to me.
Because the supermarket is 3, 4, 5 miles away sometimes. Yeah. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's the truth. It's not a walkable distance. I lived in some upscale neighborhoods in the United States, and to get to the nearest supermarket was at least a mile away, one way. So you need a car. And of course, gasoline is going through the roof. And so it's hitting your pocketbook. And it's also, of course, going to hit the truckers.
You know, let's think about this. 80% of our bills on average in America are energy costs. And there's no doubt that gas has something to do with that. But there's so many more. This is why it drives me nuts when people talk about, oh, look, the gas prices went up 3 cents. I'm like, really? 3 cents? If you fill up 10 gallons, that's 30 cents. You're worried about 30 cents? Meanwhile, the cost of education, if you go to college, has skyrocketed. Insurance is going up. I just paid almost double for my electric bill. My water bill almost double. And you're worried about 30 cents a gallon? That's just crazy to me.
And so if it hits the truckers, it's going to hit the prices of the goods and services that you buy.
This is the first thing I agree with. That is absolutely true. So if the truckers are paying more to transport your stuff from Chile to here instead of growing it locally, which you can do in a greenhouse, yeah, I mean, your food bill is going to be a lot more than it used to be.
And they're going to start to go up. Or they're already going up. I mean, you've seen it. You've seen it in the past year. And, you know, the Biden administration is lying to you and saying that, oh, it's no big deal, you know. And now they're saying, oh, it's Putin's fault. Putin because of this invasion of Ukraine, right? But no, it's not Putin's fault. It's not even Biden's fault. It's not even Trump's fault. And not even Obama's fault. Or even George W. Bush's fault. This has been baked into the cake for going on 25, 30 years.
Actually, a lot more than that. And I just realized I was using my mouse and making that clicking sound when I can use the space bar.
This really started with the Clinton administration when they started hollowing out the manufacturing base of the United States.
Actually, it started in 1909. In 1909, there was deflation for the first and only time. In 1909, a dollar was worth $1.01. You can give a farmer a dollar and you would get tomatoes worth $1.01. And it has gone downhill since then. Now it's over $31 needed for every dollar you put into the system. So if you give me a dollar, you literally get, the value of that dollar is plummeted 97%.
Exporting its manufacturing facilities to countries in Asia and Central America and South America and other places around the globe. Globalization. They emptied out the manufacturing base of the United States, and that was sin number one. And sin number two was right after 9/11, the so-called global war on terror. What happened basically was that the United States government took out the national credit card and started zipping it through the machine over and over and over again to pay for the wars, to pay for a lifestyle that the American people could not really afford. But with a national credit card, i.e. national debt, well, they could afford it because, as Dick Cheney famously said, you know, deficits don't matter, which is true. Deficits don't matter in the moment that you could take on the deficit, but eventually you do have to pay it. You see? I mean, we all know that feeling of having that credit card with the, $1,000 limit, $5,000 limit, $10,000 limit, or $100,000 limit sometimes. And we go there and we zip it through and we buy that really expensive thing. And we know that later we're going to have to pay for it, plus the interest. We're going to have to pay for it, but right now we got it, and so we're not thinking about tomorrow. We don't worry about tomorrow.
Hold on. They're making noise downstairs. Let me shut my door. Okay.
Tomorrow is tomorrow, and today is today, and today we have this cool thing, and we play with it, we use it, we show it off to our friends, and it's great. Until tomorrow arrives. And you see, tomorrow has arrived. In the United States, the national debt is so high that if it were any other nation on the face of the planet, people would say that that nation is broke.
You know, I don't understand when people talk about the national debt. No one, and I mean no one, even the banksters, don't even know anything about this national debt. It's a meaningless number. It's used a lot in politics, and if you follow my work, you know I don't believe in politics. I've never voted in my life. The national debt, it's like a war over in Ukraine. It's happening over there. It doesn't mean anything. People should be talking about how it's affecting us personally right here. Like the gas price thing is a great example. If you look, see, I'm on the fence about this. See, the thing is, the government claims that there is like 6% inflation. And then you have all these people in the alternative media say, no, it's more like 15%. But here's the thing. If you go away from the big system, like the grocery store, and you go to a farm, when I first moved here in 2002, I paid $4.99 for a pound of ground beef, grass-fed, grass finished, the best you can get. Today it's gone up a dollar. So let's calculate that out. If I take $5.99 divided by $4.99, wrong decimal point. Right, is that a 20% increase? So 20%, so that's basically 1% a year, something like that. I'm sure someone's going to throw me off on the math. Is that really a big, huge deal? Now, I don't believe you should have any inflation. I'm building private towns where we go back to normal without masking, without vaccines, without social credit scores. And I'm building our own money system, a digital money system for our towns, where there's no inflation and no deflation. So I think that's the perfect scenario. That's what everyone should have. But the reality is in the system we're in right now, the system that we're living in right now, we have inflation and we have debt and all that kind of stuff. To me, to pay $5.99 20 years later compared to $4.99, that's reasonable because wages have gone up about that. Tennis balls. I don't think they've gone up a penny since I was a teenager. I remember paying $3.49. Maybe it's $3.99 now, I think. I haven't bought tennis balls in a year or so. Maybe because of COVID, it's gone up. But then there's the other things that have come way down in price that throws the average off, which is all electronics, right? I'll never forget the laser printer I bought in, at least 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, was $6,000. Now you go buy an inkjet printer, which is better quality and cheaper and faster and all the rest of it. And it's so cheap, you throw away the printer because it's cheaper than buying a new cartridge. So you went from $6,000 for a laser printer down to $49. See, there's always this balance. And all the doom and gloomers tell you, oh, inflation is skyrocketing. How can they keep printing money? I'm going to put in my notes, Doug Casey. Oops. Today's the 23rd. 2-3. Oh, my computer is like wigging out. This is horrible. Bear with me a second. Let me restart my simple note. Okay, so today is 3/23/2022. Okay, here we go. It's Doug Casey. Never right. And then I'll look this up. He has never made a prediction that's come true. I don't know of any. Now, would I like to hang out with Doug Casey? Absolutely. That guy is really interesting as shit. And is he a really wealthy guy? Yep. So how is that? He tells everyone that the dollar's about to crash. He's been saying that since the Phil Donahue show. In fact, I'm going to do the Phil Donahue. I'm going to show you a video that goes back 35 years or so. Donahue. Where the guy's on there, he's making all these predictions that never came true. So a lot of these guys are going to scare you into that the dollar is ready to crash. It probably will. But it's not because it's crashing. It's because they're just moving us into their new CBDC system. And I'm going to post this again, CBDCtracker, I think .com or .org. I look at this chart every single day. This is what everything is all about. The wars are all about this. The COVID is all about this. The lockdowns are all about this. This is all about getting us into a digital ID, to a vaccine passport, a Chinese-style social credit score, and ultimately CBDC, which, by the way, is going to compete directly with cryptocurrencies. And if you've listened to me lately, you know that all cryptocurrencies, even Monero, even those using Mimblewimble, the most secure of all the cryptos, were all created by the NSA and can be easily cracked because they have the keys. And I have proof, and I've shown the proof. I showed how Ripple was a proof of concept by the Bank of England. Again, you can go listen to yesterday's show and hear all about that. That's what this is all about. This is all about us moving into central bank digital currency. Let's finally go back to his video.
You add on federal debt, state levels of debt, municipal debt, and we're talking 200% of gross domestic product. These levels of debt are unsustainable, and the only reason that they have been sustained so far is because the United States has the reserve currency, the currency that the rest of the world needs to trade, but because of the sanctions that the Biden administration has so self-righteously imposed on Russia and threatened to India and China even, those other countries are moving away from the dollar.
This has nothing to do with Biden, nothing to do with a reserve currency. This is, again, all to get us into CBDC.
Even Saudi Arabia is moving away from the dollar. India is already exploring options to trade rupees for rubles, cutting out the dollar. Without the dollar as the reserve currency, the United States is just another bankrupt country, no different from like Greece in 2012 or some Latin American banana republic. The only difference, of course, is the United States is number one, bigger, and number two, has nukes and a military. Mm-hmm. And so this is an exceedingly dangerous time for the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is aware of this. You see, the United States is broke, completely bankrupt. And you Americans who are watching me, it's not that the gasoline is going to go up in price. It's your food is going to go up in price. And you're going to start losing your jobs because companies can't keep up because inflation is too much and they can't raise their prices. And so they're going to start cutting employees, cutting you. And so what's going to happen is that you're going to be unemployed and the prices of goods and services, essential goods and services, food is going to go up and you're not going to be able to buy it. And you're going to actually have to make the decision whether you buy heating oil or food. Or try to come to some agreement. Well, you're like, okay, we'll turn off the heat at nighttime and then have a little bit of heat during the day so that we can get some food.
Can't argue with anything he's saying right there. It's true.
And it's not just going to be happening to you. It's going to be happening to everybody in the United States.
Yeah, this is what frightens me. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about my neighbors. And I've been preparing my family for this. You know, what are you going to do when your best friend neighbor down there doesn't have enough money to eat? I've never locked any of my doors, never locked my door, my front door in the house, never locked the car doors. All I do now is lock the doors. Not that that's going to matter. If someone wants to break in, they'll just break a window. But yeah, I mean, I think we're 6 months away from, was it Blade Runner? Let me look that up. Blade Runner. If anyone remember, I'm not a movie person, but I think that's when, you know, all hell breaks loose and no one has a car without a dent in it. Everyone's just scattering and running away from things. And I really see that. I'm starting to see that happen right now. Little side note, you ever notice that people only are only driving with one headlight these days? I know you're probably not going to notice that right now, but it's kind of like seeing a pregnant person. You'll see them all the time. Take a look at how many people are driving around with just one headlight. And I think that's for a couple reasons. Number one, they literally don't have enough money to fix the headlight. Number two, there's part shortages, although I don't think it's hit the headlight parts. And number three, people don't have money for safety inspections, which are yearly here in Pennsylvania. Each state is pretty much yearly here in America. So, you know, in order to pass inspection, you have to make sure that your headlights work, and people aren't paying for it. People are just skipping it. And apparently the cops are overlooking it. The cops actually have a heart. Some of them do.
That's what's coming. And some people in the United States have already experienced this. When their businesses were shut down because of the COVID lockdowns, which retrospectively seemed like so much bullshit, because it was, and thinking people could have told you that, but of course, thinking people were silenced, thinking people were censored. But anyway, spilt milk, water under the bridge. The point is now. And now, because of these foolish sanctions on Russia that only hurt the United States and Europe, the United States is on this downward trajectory because people are realizing that it's over. You see, it's like Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner cartoons. You see, Wile E. Coyote...
This, by the way, is a very good storytelling technique. You always want to use a simile or a metaphor. People really can relate to that when telling stories. A little side note.
And he runs and runs and runs. He runs so fast off the cliff that he seems to be like floating on air until he suddenly realizes, there's nothing below. Oh. And that's what's happening to the United States. That's what's happening to the rest of the world insofar as their perceptions of the United States. And people are saying, well, how come the Iranians shot some missiles? Oh, that's just the start of it. The start of it. Because other countries are realizing that the United States is over. And they're going to start making their moves. Because you see, bottom line, the United States acted like the world's policeman. A lot of people hated America's guts for a long time, but they couldn't do anything about it. But now they're starting to realize that America is so weak, so on the brink. Well, not even on the brink. They're the Wile E. Coyote that's gone right off the cliff and it's floating on nothing but air. People sense that the United States is about to crash.
No. Good try, but no. Very good story, but no. The world, they're all, everyone's in the club, as George Carlin likes to say, and you ain't in it. The club members, they meet all over the place at Davos. They meet in Boise. I think it is Boise, somewhere in the mountains. And they discuss... how everyone, it's like worldwide wrestling. Everyone has a role. The United States has a role. Russia has a role. Pretending like they hate each other. This is all a very scripted farce to bring down countries, to bring up other countries. You're going to see a lot of freedom cells. You're going to see a lot of, let's see, I got this written down, all the buzzwords. Exit. These are the buzzwords you're going to hear as a result of this. You're going to hear freedom cells. You're going to hear exit and build. You're going to hear intentional communities, eco villages, parallel societies. These are all bankster nonsense for smart cities. And it's all manufactured worldwide wrestling bullshit to get us into that. So you've got the people like us who are awake and aware as to what's going on, and then we're being pigeonholed into these freedom cells, into these exit and build eco villages. They're not shooting missiles. You're seeing CGI nonsense.
And so they're taking advantage of the opportunity. And you're going to see a lot more things going on in North Korea, in China, and also a lot of regional wars, little piddly-ass little shit, like stuff in South America, the Middle East, and so forth and so on. Africa is going to be a basket case, but that's not important for this conversation. The important thing is that a lot of people were afraid of the United States, and now they no longer fear the United States because they realize that the United States is broke. And you...
Everyone's broke. Is there any place on earth where there's abundance? Any place? Can you name one? Where the common people have plenty to choose from? I can't think of any. We live in a scarcity world, and it's ridiculous, and it sucks. And I'm changing that. Again, go to escapethenewnormal.com for my plan.
Americans are going to pay for it. And you're going to suffer. Now, I'm telling you this because probably nobody's going to tell you this. Certainly, your leadership is not going to tell you this. They're going to lie to you. They're going to lie to you and tell you that everything is hunky-dory and that, you know, we're going to fight Putin and we're just going to have to deal with these little gas price problems for just a little bit, but it'll all be better soon enough. And that's a lie. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, a lot worse. And you will have to make the decision whether you buy heating oil or food. And that choice is not going to be far away. By this time next year, by this time in 6 months.
Yeah, I'm going with 6 months. I don't think it's going to take a year. I think all hell is going to break loose in September.
Understand what's going on. And this has been baked in the cake for years. It's not a recent thing, and it's a tragedy. And a lot of people in the rest of the world are going to take advantage of this and shit on the United States pretty badly. A lot of people in the rest of the world are going to grab theirs while they can. And a lot of people in the United States are going to demand really crazy things. They're going to demand wars because they're going to say that, you know, it's Putin's fault and we got to go to war. We got to send our military to what? To bring back the good old days? I mean, that's kind of like what the rationale is going to be. And that's why a lot of people in the rest of the world are so scared of the United States right now. Because you see, you know...
Wait a minute. He just said that's why he's scared of the United States. But like 3 minutes ago, he said no one is scared of the USA. A little bit of a flippy floppy on that.
Pet a burning dog, as they say. And the United States is a burning dog. And people are very, very afraid that the United States, in its desperation, as its economy craters, well, it will lash out. It will lash out and potentially do untold damage to the rest of the world.
No. It'll be faked. Nothing to worry about that. What you see on TV, just turn off the TV.
Let alone itself. And you who are Americans... You have to realize that your leaders.
I hate when people say my leaders. They are not my leaders. Again, I've never voted for this. I've never signed a contract for them to be my leaders. I've never signed a contract for the Constitution to be the law of the land. I've never signed a contract for the Bill of Rights to make the changes to the Constitution. No.
The Biden administration, but not just the Biden administration, people on the Republican side too, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, you know, all of these people.
They're all in it together, left wing, right wing, same bird. They are script readers. Biden, Trump, and all the rest of the clowns have absolutely no power. They pretend to sign laws. All of this stuff is made up by non-governmental organizations. That is the real power.
All these politicians who don't give a shit about you, they're going to try to channel your fear and anger and the fact that you are realizing how poor you really are and how bankrupt the United States really is. They're going to try to channel that fear and anxiety and rage, try to channel it towards military adventures. Military adventures that will cost the lives of thousands, tens of thousands of innocent people, not to mention the soldiers and all the rest of it. Also, some people in the U.S. government can make some money.
Wait, is he talking about Operation Warp Speed, which is a militarized... Are you laughing? Corey Jack's laughing. He's like Mike Joke. Operation Warp Speed is what you're talking about. We're not going after any country. They're going after us. Our own government, your government, I should say, is going after you and convincing you to take the clot shot. That's where the killing comes in. Okay, you're laughing at something else. You're not laughing at me.
Also that some people in the U.S. government can deflect blame. I mean, look at Joe Biden right now. He's blaming the gas price rises on Putin. But these gas price rises and inflation in general were going on for months before the Ukrainian war. But old Joe Biden is blaming it all on Putin. It's Putin's fault. He did it. He's the one. You should hate him. Go ahead and hate on him. That's what they're trying to do to you. Understand what's going on. Your poverty and misery, the kind of poverty and misery you are about to experience in a way that is unprecedented in American history, it's not the fault of Putin. It's not the fault of the Chinese. It's the fault of the American leaders who did stupid policies. Bill Clinton, no. By hollowing out the manufacturing base of the United States because it made Wall Street more money.
No. Okay, this is not one of his better videos, and I can't... Why did I think I agreed with everything he said? I'm actually disagreeing with everything he's saying now that I'm listening close. No. Bill Clinton had nothing to do with this. Again, he's just a front person. It's non-government it's NGOs like the Club of Rome, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations. That's who makes all this up. And now we know about the World Economic Forum, which has been brilliantly in the background, in secret. I mean, I didn't even catch on to that. And this is my thing. This is what I've done full time since 1986, looking into this. I had no clue about the World Economic Forum. That's who makes his policies, not Biden or Trump.
George W. Bush?
No.
War on Terror?
No.
That basically unleashed the American credit card to go into these pointless wars that were so incredibly expensive.
They're not pointless. It's mission accomplished, baby. Remember when Bush said that? Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished for them, not for us.
But the people didn't realize it because it was just on the national credit card. And so people didn't realize the true cost of what was going on. Now you are realizing the true costs of these policies. And now you have to make sure that your incompetent, corrupt leaders, like the Biden administration and like the Republican Party, do not fool you into thinking that it's the fault of somebody else. It's not the fault of anyone else. It's the fault of American leadership.
This is really getting bad. Okay, has nothing to do with Klaus Schwab, right? Is that what you're saying?
And here comes the bitterest pill of them all.
Uh-oh, I'm kind of scared.
If the United States is a true democracy...
it's a republic. It's not a democracy.
Then who is responsible for the leadership that the United States has?
NGOs. There, I just answered your question.
Because these leaders that we have, they weren't put there. They're not kings, you know, ruling by divine right. No. It's a government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Bullshit.
You allowed yourself to be fooled.
No. We had no idea. The war on men has been going on all my life. I didn't have Dad to tell me about this. And my uncle didn't know about it either. How were we supposed to know? How?
And now you are going to pay the price. And the rest of the world is asking you, please don't lash out at us.
Oh, please. This sounds like 9/11 all over again. Oh, it's them towel heads hiding in caves that hate our freedoms. Really? That's the best thing. They're like the globalists are laughing at us. Can you believe it? They believe that we tell them that Osama went after them. What kind of imitation am I doing? Doesn't even sound like anything. You're laughing. Can you believe that? We'll tell them it's people in caves with box cutters that brought the world to a screeching halt. No, it was CGI. It was a movie shown on TV live on 9/11 that scared the bejesus even out of me. And I knew it was going to happen. I listened to Bill Cooper. He predicted it. And it frightened me. So, you know, the media is a very powerful weapon. But this idea that this is like climate change and global warming. It's man-made, which it is. It absolutely called geoengineering. Well, I have nothing to do with geoengineering. I'm not steering the ship, you know, controlling the joystick that makes the weather. And I'll do a whole show about that. You'll blow you away of how the weather is geoengineered. But I'm really getting off track. No, this, come on. Dude, you got to stick to your life and rules videos. This is really bad. There's only 21 seconds left.
The rest of the world, because we had nothing to do with this shit show that you are experiencing.
Who's we? What's he talking about? Like people? People never have anything to do with this. Think about all the wars. Think about, okay, the Gulf War. One bad person, Saddam Hussein, was in the club. He was the number one shareholder of Chrysler stock. He had the most Chrysler stock. He's in the club. World War One, was it? I'm not a history person. Well, that was Hitler, right? One bad person. It's always this one bad person that we go after. If America is so great and has the technology to be able to, from a satellite, find, you know, a quarter on the sidewalk, they can't find one person in a cave. Somehow this is our fault. Look, he's pointing at me. Like, isn't it rude to point at someone? He's pointing at me. I didn't have nothing to do with this. I'm just trying to pay my bills, raise my children, get the white picket fence and that dog, and I don't have that yet. It's not my fault.
You are responsible because you allowed this to happen.
No, I didn't. How are we going to stop it? Gonzalo, tell me, how are we going to stop it? You almost sound like a perp show. And this is a really disappointing video.
And that's a bitter pill, but you're going to have to swallow it.
Okay. I guess that's a little play on words on Coach Red Pill. That was just horrible. So there it is. Hopefully that was at least entertaining because it's just pure crap. I'm at a loss for words, and that's unusual. So I think I'm going to end it right there. We've been going almost a little over 49 minutes. It is Marcus Allen of The Marcus Allen Show. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022 at 9:19. I have so many shows in my Simple Note that I use. Can't recommend Simple Note enough. In fact, I'll put it in the notes. Let's see, Simple Note. Makes me sound like a genius. I'm able to just type a few words and find all my notes from the past. It is way better, and I'm an Apple fanboy, way better than Apple Notes. Never have any problems syncing. I can be on my iPhone. I can be on my MacBook Pro. I can be on my iPad, and all my notes just pop up like it's on one one device. It's great. Is there anything else I can talk about right now? I feel like I should keep talking. I'm in the talking mood. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, over and out. Have a great night. Enjoy life, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.